Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. How are you doing? I'm guessing a little bit easier on your side of the world than ours.
Good morning. Well, I don't know. There are things to confound us, like the weather, that sort of stuff.
Fair enough. I'm drawing on my economic growing up in my studies, and I'm leaning on your former Prime Minister, old Maggie Thatcher, when I think about the unions. All right, let's talk about further afield the special friendship, Donald Trump's impeachment trial.
Yeah, it has begun officially, and naturally it began with some heated words and some wrangling between Democrats and Republicans, and I suppose there were two particular things, which is that the Senate Majority Leader, remember, of course, the Senate is Republican majority, so therefore it's extremely, extremely unlikely that they would vote ultimately to impeach Donald Trump. But still, we go through the process, and the Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, backed off on a plan to fast-track the hearings. That was going to be called essentially a kind of cover-up. But at the same time, he has also tried to block the subpoenaing of witnesses. So the Democrats want fresh evidence, essentially, in the process. And that may not happen as a result. But they're having a ding-dong at each other. And meanwhile, several thousand miles away, Donald Trump was still calling it a hoax and a witch hunt. And do you know what? Just for a change, it does feel a little bit of a political roll of the dice.
Absolutely.
But then I suppose lots of things in politics are a roll of the dice, aren't they?
That's it. I think South Africans are not that into this particular story because we had 8 votes of no confidence in our president and we saw his party yeah. back him in the face of terrible facts. So we're kind of like, we know how this goes.
Roll your eyes.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about carrying on with Donald Trump. That awful speech at Davos.
Yeah, he does seem to be at odds with most of the rest of the world. It gets a bit quiet sometimes, doesn't it, from China, India, Russia. But the rest of the world is looking at climate change and is firmly of the belief, through various scientific reports, that a fair bit of climate change is man-made. President Trump absolutely refutes that. Anyway, so he was at the World Economic Forum in Davos, which is, of course, is not, technically speaking, an environmental forum, but still, he rejected what he called the prophets of doom, whose predictions, he says, have been wrong for decades, and he called climate change campaigners the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers who want us to do badly, in his words. His sentence kind of ran out at that stage. He says, according to Donald Trump, it's time for optimism, not pessimism. I mean, you might be right about that. Generally speaking, it's better to have your glass half full, but at the same time, you can't ignore the warnings. Well, he's absolutely trying to. And interestingly, of course, at this same economic forum in Davos, there was this Swedish climate change activist, Greta Thunberg, who talked about the world being on fire and the evidence pointing not to... she was talking about not net zero, as some people are talking about with their carbon economies, but actual zero carbon economies.
Quite right. And then talk to us about the story in Brazil.
Yeah, this could get complicated for the Brazilians because essentially this was the worst industrial accident that Brazil has ever had. And you may remember it almost exactly a year ago, actually, it happened when a dam burst and killed 248 people. It may actually be more than that, but the trouble is there were some migrant and itinerant workers who have never been accounted for, but who don't necessarily have dependents. So anyway, around about 250 people. This is a dam at Brumadinho, what they call a tailings dam. So it was full of waste liquid and waste solids from a nearby mine, and decades of mine rubbish had gone in there. It all piled up. The weight of it collapsed the holding wall. As a result, this wave of surging, horrible sludge destroyed a canteen and offices for the mine and nearby farms. So the mining company faces charges, and they've already had a judge pointing a finger at them. 16 individuals have now had various charges against them, and some of the charges, by the way, include murder. Mm. And the German firm that inspected the dam a few months before it burst, they have also, again, had charges against them. There's a feeling in Brazil that heads should roll over this, but it's just a question of whose.
Yeah, very interesting. Quickly, final one. I find this hilarious. Harry and Meghan are still complaining. You know I'm on their side, but they need to stop.
Well, yes. I mean, I do feel for them, but do you know what? You could almost absolutely predict it. That, and I think you pretty much said, Philway, as well, that, you know, a royal life in the UK, yeah, absolutely has its perils and its pitfalls, and isn't the media annoying sometimes, especially two or three tabloid newspapers? But there are rules, and they have palaces and high walls and security. So they go off to Vancouver Island in Canada, and guess what?
They're followed.
Those rules don't seem to apply, and there aren't the walls. So the paparazzi are now apparently hiding in bushes, popping up with long lenses, taking photos of Meghan out for a walk. And so the royal couple are threatening legal action against... The only thing is, to prove that in Canada would be very tricky, and Canada absolutely has enshrined the freedom of the press in a charter. So quite where Harry and Meghan go with this, I have no idea.
Well, I've heard people are planning trips to Mars. All right, Adam, thank you so much for that. We'll chat to you tomorrow. Cool beans.
Might be safer. I wouldn't count on it.
Indeed.